western plains of a great chief of the Sioux. Fought against the cavalry to protect the lands he knew. Born in 1840 in the South Dakota hills, this man was known as Crazy Horse and remains a legend still. Crazy Horse fought many wars as a young man he would ride, run the white man from his land with Cheyenne by his side. One victory he was noted for was defeating old George Cook, but the war that made him famous put him in our history books. Well, the year was 1876, George Custer made his play. The Sioux all called him Yellow Hair, and he's known by that today. He led the 7th Cavalry into their final stand. 200 men would meet their fate by Crazy Horse's band. Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull didn't realize back then that the massacre at Big Horn would also be their end. The next year they surrendered and Crazy Horse was killed, but he went down in history and his legend lingers still. Today they build a statue in the South Dakota hills of the warrior chief called Crazy Horse. In remembrance he still lives. In all times men must fight and die for belief within their soul. Crazy Horse, he fought for freedom, and now his story has been told. Oh yes, his story has been told.